wants to love me sexy.
Lick me sexy.
It's getting better.
Hey. Love me sexy.
Orphan.
Love me sexy.
Wants to love me sexy.
Welcome, everybody, to the Jason Medico Podcast.
And today we are honoring Sammy Bro.
Heaven wants us to win this game. Or burn your house down.
Giant turkey is a little over the line, my man.
My man, it is.
Suck my cock, I'll murder your family.
I hear that every day.
We're not going to fight, we're going to vote.
Let's vote.
Let's vote, and then we'll fight.
That's the only way to do it.
Everybody love everybody.
Well, when they look back in the annals of history, they're going to be talking about three things. Discovery of fire, invention of the submarine, and Flint, Michigan.
And if you're a small child, you creep into your mama's bedroom at night, you lift about 40 bucks out of your mom's purse.
I'm coming with crazy fist.
Everyone can eat shit! Big bag of shit! I'm the greatest man in the world!
Welcome, yes. Everybody, to the Jason Medical Podcast.
Episode 48, and today we are honoring Sammy Bro.
I'm going to get an extension cord myself.
Sexy. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. This is Chapter 5, Look Alive, the show. Ron Burgundy stops by every time.
The small child was uncomfortable sitting on the bishop's lap.
What? Will Ferrell for president! Yes. Get the funk out of my face, son! Get the funk out of my face! Get the funk out of my face! You don't like my music, you don't have to use it. All right, this podcast is rated PG-13 for...
Fuck!
An extra fabulous fun. You must listen to it at maximum volume because this podcast, you know exactly how to groove. It rocks and rolls.
What?
What?
Jason Domenico is the Rocky Horror of podcasts.
With group participation.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player.
Your player interns.
Consider the duration of this podcast a staycation from your problems. Because the motto of this podcast is hashtag laughter is medicine.
Domenico is a New York City-based recording artist.
I am.
And I talked her into doing this podcast over 3 years ago.
For reals?
For reals. Because I wanted to share her love, her light, and her outstanding laugh.
Take some beans!
And you can download all Domenico's music and podcast.
Break the veins!
He was masturbating!
Break the veins!
Everything online is under Domenicord.
Eat shit, Derek!
Break! I'm gonna get you better, you old sack of shit!
Shit! Hot rod! New listeners, welcome to the party! I offer you enlightenment, acceptance, and friendship, yo! If you like comedy movie quotes, hashtag... comedy quote, boomity boomity, comedy quotes, Will Ferrell, Ghost Adventures, if you like to get empowered, enlightened, and talk some shit, if you're against cyberbullying, if you like to laugh and play and just get silly, then hey! This podcast is for you. Oh, shit, there's Inception Train.
Yeah.
Strap in, get ready, grab a friend, grab a beer, grab a joint, transport!
After party.
Tolmac is Camelot backwards.
Kibber!
This is a magical, mythological planet with demigods and mythological fairies where folklore legends are true. And hey!
Fucking awesome.
Hey! It's entertainment! Bigfoot is here.
We need Dallas and Wayne to give us a Sasquatch call.
I am here, here, Momo.
Hey, Momo!
Knocky Lake.
Come on, Wayne.
Easter.
Momo.
Momo!
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 I said Momo!
Which way, bud?
Shit, it works. There he is!
Oh, yeah! That was was from documentary Not Your Typical Bigfoot Movie. A must-see for any Chasing Domenico podcast fan friend listener. Oh. I believe that laughter is medicine and play awakens your life force. So to get into the play spirit, mm-hmm. Get us out of our heads and into our hearts, we all have alter egos here. Okay. I am Queen D. Morphe is the siren. I am here to wake you from the matrix that is fear. You are.
I am WT Wizard. I'm the shapeshifter.
Yeah.
And that's my little hoverboard. Still not on fire.
Bronies, Trekkers, uh-huh. Vernonites, Legend Trippers, uh-huh. GAC family, Potterfiles.
No, everybody.
Potterfiles, not pedophiles. And anyone who's excited about The Conjuring 2 are all welcomed here. That's Jack Ferry, our mythological tour guide. He takes us from one topic to the next.
He's got
a special sidekick forever immortalized here on Planet Tolmec. And she likes to say hi to us when we get here.
Lucky
Lola,
she
the zombie punk fairy. Mama loves you, sweet angel pie. You're looking good for a zombie. It's time to play, so get back in the sandbox with me and have some fun.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, yeah!
Stupid podcast.
Hello, John. I'm on the phone.
Well, Chris, what are you doing over at Joyce?
No, Mom. I'm in the living room, 10 feet away from you.
And I'm on the phone.
That's a mystery clip.
That's Jack Ferry. It's time to get on to the first topic.
Ready?
One, two, three. Things that don't make any sense. Still.
So we'll just take it down and just be quiet.
Shush up, Nancy.
Things like I couldn't call you because I was out of town. What?
Right. What?
What?
Your cell phone left with you.
You
weren't out of town without your cell phone. My battery died. I couldn't call you.
And no reception.
This is not 1998. This is 2016.
This is fucking 1820.
You're talking bullshit.
You know what I hate? When somebody cancels on you at the time that they're supposed to be meeting. I'm meeting you at 2:30. It's at fucking 2:30. You're like,
hey, listen,
I can't
make it.
I know.
Just take the hit.
Stop lying so much, people. Karma.
People tell you, oh, yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes when they know they're an hour away.
Oh, my God.
They think that saying things that are nonsensical, that buys them time.
Yes.
Not calling someone back for hours, maybe in a day, I just got your answer.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Bullshit.
This is a job for bullshit, man.
Bullshit. You're talking bullshit.
Okay, I want to share a little story with the listeners.
Okay, go.
I have a business meeting.
At noon.
Okay. And at 12:15, I'm standing out front of the place. Yeah. I give the client a call, say, hey, listen, are you on your way? Are you lost? She's like, oh, listen, my GPS says that I'm only 5 minutes away, so I'll be right there.
Okay.
I know, having gotten that excuse a lot recently, that it's
bullshit.
They have no idea where they are.
Okay.
They know they're further away than they are.
Yeah.
At 12:30, I call her again, half hour late. Hey, listen. Just want to make sure you're not lost.
How's that GPS doing?
How's that GPS doing, man? You know, is it telling me you're a minute closer? So she's like, oh, I'll be there in like 2 more minutes. I'm on my way. Can't wait to meet with you.
Right.
Great.
Right.
15 minutes later, so now we're 45 minutes fucking late.
Okay.
I call up again and say, hey, listen, where are you at? She's like, oh, listen, I'm downstairs just looking for a parking spot. Oh. I'll be right up.
Oh.
And that's why I wait out front of the building, because at that point I'm like, oh. Well, I'm out front of the building. Let me see where you are. Where are you? They're like, oh, shit. Now, just let me confirm the address. The address is so when I park, I can find it.
Bullshit! Bullshit.
You're talking bullshit.
I'm nowhere near this place.
I wonder if the GPS will officially have a button now that says bullshit.
Says,
you're talking bullshit.
Don't use my ass to justify being late.
Oh.
At that point, I'm like, this person is not coming at all. Spumoni. So I text them like, listen, I have to go to my next business meeting. I can't wait anymore. If you want to reschedule, contact me later.
Bye.
That's pretty professional.
Yes.
Pretty courteous. And like fucking clockwork, about 3 to 4 minutes later, they send me a text. Listen, I just got
here.
I'm here.
I saw you leaving. My heart broke.
Bullshit.
One of these days, I'm going to send that text again, and I'm going to stab.
Jackie Moon gives us a victory lap.
Right out the door. That was your appointment. Right out the door. Just stop lying, people. Stop the lies, just for karma's sake. And what's really bad is when people go, oh, there's an emergency hospital.
And
people use
not.
The hospital. It's like, karma, man, don't lie like that.
Don't say your grandparents died.
Oh, grandma died again.
Grandma died.
Come on, Alan, that's bullshit.
Jackie Moon was lying about the corn dogs, and so was your appointment. Why can't we just be friends like the song? Come on, man. It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, did you want to apologize for cheating on me? Twice?
Oh, hey, what? I cheated on you once. But you said
two girls there.
That's total guy logic.
Still not funny.
It wouldn't be funny if it happened
Look,
to me.
There's nothing in the rule book that says you can't play drunk.
Okay.
No, actually, there is.
One of those 30 rebounds against San Diego?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, no. Red Stone Sour. All game long.
No way.
Just leave the table.
That's from our theme today, Semi Pro.
This is Ghost Adventures.
Which one are we doing today?
We are talking about the Sally House.
In 2014, the Ghost Adventures crew visited Atchison, Kansas.
Sure did.
Said
Great
to be one of the most haunted towns in America. Tony Pickman became famous within the paranormal world in the 90s for the scratches he acquired while living in his home, the notorious Sally House.
Sally House.
Bro, that shit is so crazy. Those scratches. The Sally House is no joke.
Right.
That's not a little girl.
It never is a little child.
Would you go there? You probably would. No, honestly, would you go there?
If JC was my chaperone.
Oh, okay, with Ghost Adventures, yeah. I would. I might really seriously consider it with Ghost Adventures. That's it. That's the only reason. I don't know, bro. I can't imagine what it's like to be like that girl, that psychic medium.
The psychic medium.
I'm empathic. It's already too much for me, guys. I can't imagine.
You saw her down. I mean, all right, we'll talk about it later. Okay.
In the early 90s, Tony Pickman lived in this home with his wife and newborn son. During that time, he was mysteriously and viciously attacked by a young female apparition named Sally.
So, all right. If it's a female, it's like it makes her harder to get mad at it.
All right. Listen.
Yeah.
On my Facebook page, every Saturday, Ghost Avengers Saturday, I make a post.
A very nice edit post.
Yeah,
I must say.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
And the day after the Sally House aired, people were on it like...
That's the greatest shit I've ever seen.
No, it was fun. You know, I only let positive people on my Facebook page. Again, guys, you'll get ejected from the party, so just be cool.
And you won't be banned.
That's what I say on my page. It's like, you know, you have a right to express your own opinion. You're not okay to, like, be an asshole. I don't say that to other people.
Just don't be inappropriate and a dick.
All right, I'm going off. Basically, I was talking to this guy, Al. And he was telling me how it's not a little girl and that there was another show that did an episode on the Sally House.
Okay.
And it's a demon.
Of course.
It's a demon.
Why would a little girl be scratching?
It's a demon.
The pictures they showed, the scratches were deep. I mean, it wasn't like a little surface thing. Yeah.
I feel really bad for Tony.
Yeah, me too.
It was very disturbing to hear him talk about
how evil and how mad he wanted
to slit his wife's throat.
He said he had hate, just hate for her.
Watching Tony talk about how much guilt he has
brings
me back to hate. Hey, it's an Italian thing. I can't help it. Guilt and shame are the two lowest negative vibrations.
Even evil knows that, and that's why they use that a lot.
So he's probably really, I hope he's found a brighter place and more peace in his heart.
I've gone to counseling over it because living with that guilt, I don't know, it chokes me up. I hate the fact that house has affected me so much, and I still live with the guilty feelings of how I was thinking, but that's how it does. It felt like it wanted to destroy everything that I loved.
That's evil's only job, really.
You know, Zach's so sweet because he's like, I feel bad. Like, did I talk you into it? Which he didn't,
but
he's so sweet like that.
And he's professional.
Tony's like, you didn't talk me into it. You did me a favor. I needed to face this and I don't regret it.
You had closure for
During me. The investigation, we were joined by Anissa Buhay, a young psychic medium that helped us make contact with the entity inside the house that presents itself as a young girl named Sally.
Even she said that at one point the negativity got to her where she was angry at Tony. Everybody's mad at Tony. They went down to the basement, which is pitch black.
Oh, yeah, this is what we're
no
talking
thanks.
About.
Come out of here, Spumoni.
Come out of here. Zach didn't go down to the basement because of his asthma.
They had black mold down there. That's a no-brainer.
Of course there was black mold down there. It's pure evil.
We have the power of God on our side.
It's laughing.
Oh. No, it'll be us laughing in the long run.
That's why I'm so glad I'm not a psychic medium. If I could hear demons laughing.
At that point, it doesn't feel like a gift. It's just a burden.
Demons attack when you start saying things like, we got the power of God.
They don't like that shit.
And it hit three of them. First, Aaron's like, something just changed in here, right? Then
Anissa basically starts going down.
Yes.
I mean, she has lost her balance. She feels very disoriented.
Yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3. And then right then, Tony feels a burn scratch on the back of his neck.
Right. And
it's pitch black down there, so nobody knew what the other person was doing.
the camera caught it all.
That was amazing. Yeah.
What did you feel in the basement when all of this happened?
It was just a different funk in the air. It was almost like the spirit itself took the energy and just caused us all to be like, ugh. What if it did take all our energies and then took enough energy so it could come over and scratch you? Yeah.
Tony's scratch burn was more of a welt. The top of his neck, the beginning, base of his head.
I know,
in his hairline, this huge knot.
It was just, it looked
like he was branded.
Yeah, it's a demon
finger
touched you.
Damn, that looked like it hurt.
I know.
What I found interesting was Zach discussing why do these things happen to certain people and not others.
Right.
When you get scratched, do they somehow infuse their evil inside your blood now? You know, which is interesting because remember the Greg, the guy from the Exorcist house, you know, when they have strokes or heart attacks.
Right.
I mean, so it's like, yeah, it gets in your blood in a way. Like, I wonder if it stays and they're like, a virus, like there goes my brain. All right.
Tony and Deb had an experience when they got back to their house. Tony got scratched again, a huge one right up his chest, across
chest,
his stomach and,
chest. I
and
mean,
it
that's no joke because he was standing up for himself, you know, saying, you know,
we have God on our side. We're not going to listen to you. We're going to be laughing.
You've
at the
lost
end.
Your power.
You've lost your power. They're like, fuck you. Here's a little flick to let you
this
know.
This sounds like a job for Bishop Long.
Right on.
Do you think that other paranormal teams should go to the Sally House?
No, not at all.
Okay, me either.
No, it's a no-brainer.
They need to have a 1-800 number for an exorcist.
Really do.
I'm going to do that. If you or a loved one is being attacked by an unwanted demon, call this 1-800 number, and we'll get you an exorcist.
That's an excellent idea.
You know, to end this in laughs is a good thing because
medicine.
We're strong and we can share this story.
Amen.
And it's good to see you without any scratches on you.
That's right.
All right.
So thank you again, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take
what
care.
What a great aftershocks. And it was a great lockdown,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So, Zach, please take us out.
The line between human and spirit interaction can easily be crossed, whether it is something you have control over or you lose control over.
I've never for life me thought something could take that control of me and make me think those thoughts.
It is undeniable that the connection can deeply affect lives.
Scary shit.
That was another
great episode. Yeah, great new season.
Yes. They're killing it, man.
Season 12. There's so many good ones.
It's getting better and better.
Zach's new show, April 2nd.
It's on Travel Channel. Yeah. It's called Deadly Possession.
Is that 9 or 10 o'clock? Probably 10.
10 o'clock.
Looks so good.
It does,
he definitely needs to go to Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum and check some of them objects out. Annabelle alone would be like a four-part series. Imagine Zach in that place. He might just explode.
Look, I don't know what your bank is telling you. This is a real check. I signed it myself.
It's really glitter. It's glitter. You need a bigger bank.
Dude, it's,
a bank
I'm sorry,
check
it's department. But in this bag is $10,000 cash.
No way.
Actually, it's only $2,300. I'll be paying you the rest
Jackie's
right after they finish my merger buy.
Hey, Jackie, it'll
let's
happen.
Let's get tropical. Jackie R.
That's from our theme today. Simi Fro.
Evolution, revolution. Free your mind. That's what a good mood I'm in today.
Dude, what's up, guys?
Everybody, welcome to Evolution Revolution. Free your mind. Come one, come all to King Arthur's Round Table.
What's up, Minotaur?
Sit down as equals. Hey, man. Mickey. We get enlightened, empowered, and we talk some honesty and share some deep shit inside. Tolmac is Camelot backwards, because that's where I'm at, okay?
Right
the
on.
First stop here is always hashtag stop cyberbullying. Hey, listen.
Hey, we're gonna tell you to stop cyberbullying.
If you're feeling cyberbullied,
in any way,
first of all, block them. Okay, block them.
Right. Simple.
Reach out reach out to a friend for emotional support privately, not on an open form in DMs and messages.
And we know why that is.
Well, I will explain it again, because all they want is attention. The more you talk about them on a public forum, the more attention you're giving the bully, and they love it.
Even
they
if
don't
it's
give
negative,
a shit.
They love it. They just
love
want, they want
it.
The attention.
So stop that shit. Cut it out. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because if there is no audience,
interns,
there's no show.
Performing for nobody, right. Which is what they deserve. Ow. Empower yourself to block and ignore them. If it's somebody that you know, use the Ubi rule, which is unfollow, unfriend.
Block and ignore.
Don't be afraid to block these people, even though sometimes I know that the minions come after. If you know them, why'd you block and all that crap?
It's better without
them. One of the most important things you can do is ignore them. I know it's hard. I know you want to say something. Don't go looking to see if they're still talking about you, because they are.
Yes.
But here's the good news. At some time, they'll just move on to something else.
Right.
Ignore them. They're not worth your time. I know it takes time and practice to do that, but once you start doing it, your life is much better.
It's
I'm
much
telling
cleaner,
you.
It's
do you
much
know
easier.
How much shit I have to ignore just on my page alone?
Right.
I'm like, you don't want to say this. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. It's just gone. Delete.
Delete. Right.
Ban.
Delete and ban.
You are banned from the party.
Everybody panic!
That's right. Panic because you're thrown out. Man, all right, don't panic.
Right.
When your heart's pounding and you see or hear horrible shit.
See people running around telling you should be worried about
and
it.
And tell
concerned.
Your friends, your real friends, they'll understand. Tell them, I appreciate it, but it's just better if I don't even know.
Right, if you aren't paying attention, it's not happening.
What?
Yeah, in a way.
In a way. In a way.
In your own universe, your world, your positive world.
Your happiness.
Your happiness, your healthy thinking and empowerment, not their world where it's just darkness. Oh, what's that
anger.
Scary music, you know? Like, yeah. You know, in their world, ride the storm out. It'll be okay, I promise. And reach out to me anytime. I've talked many a people off the ledge. And also, if anyone is suffering from anxiety, depression, hopelessness, suicidal thoughts, whatever that is emotionally...
Anything that's disrupting your life in a negative way,
go to halfofus.com. And no, they don't know I'm saying that.
Right.
They're a good organization. You need to reach out to help. Don't isolate and be to yourself. Here's a combination of bullying and then the depression. I put on my Facebook page, you know, like anxiety and depression. And I get people like, oh, they're two different things. Yeah, they're two different things. But like,
a lot of times
I'm
they
talking
go together.
About, yeah, my experience.
Right.
My experience, what? Asshole. See, bullies, they make me mad too. It's like,
stupid dick.
They're trying to tell you what their experience is and how they should define it.
I'm talking about my own experience. I had so much anxiety that it made me depressed. That's what a doctor said, guys. It's not my own opinion. And they're like, both they're two different things, but okay.
Technically, they are. A lot of times, they go together.
And then I take a deep breath.
Stupid dick!
Stupid dick! And then I block, delete, and ignore them. And they're gone.
Right.
Listen, if you feel the need to say something, address the situation, whatever that may be.
Right.
Okay, do it. If you feel like it, do it. Hit it, quit it, and move on. And that's it. Nothing else, okay? I don't even say anything unless they're a big turd. And you know they deserve it if I come after you and give you a Sicilian smack.
Big
smack,
ass.
Smack,
big ass.
Crazy
ass.
Fish.
He's nothing but a dumb bear.
Smack, smack him. Yeah. Take that. Crazy fish.
Come in with crazy fish.
Stick my tongue in the weakness, yo.
Come out of here. Fumone.
Fumone!
What now? No Fumone!
Fuck you,
dear.
Fumone!
That's a good edit.
That's been our theme today, semi-pro.
So basically, don't wake the bear in me.
Bullies awaken the bear indeed.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, yeah!
Yeah, yeah.
It is time, Monix.
So
it is time for the first ever premiere of Domenico's new single. Remember, no one's ever heard it.
It's the future of gaming.
It's the future of gaming.
It's popping, it's cherry with you guys. I wrote it, I produced it, I arranged it. Remember!
Of D, it's very easy to create parts.
Thanks,
very easy.
Man.
You gave me great direction on drum parts, inspired all the parts that are there, and really brought it to life.
Thanks, man.
It's fucking amazing. Working with you in the studio was, it's always eye-opening. It's always very refreshing, very creative.
Say what?
Domenico did all the writing, the producing, the arranging, and the performing on this. She played all all the instruments on there.
I mean,
there.
I played all the synth and a lot of the lines.
The strings.
We had a live guitar player, but I wrote all the guitar parts. It's very hard for people to accept that a little girl like me.
but the muse is strong with you.
Thank you. The force lies deep within this.
This beautiful little
inside
shell.
Inside this little independent artist.
Hey!
Hey! Thank you, WT. I'm all emotional to hear it come to life, and I just feel very overwhelmed with happiness right now, and I just want to take a moment to thank God, because God is the coffee machine. I'm just the beans.
What?
What do you do now for an independent artist, guys?
You share it.
You use the buddy system.
Give it to everybody you know.
That's right. Download it. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Bandcamp, and DominicoArtist.com.
Well, look, you can write another song. I know it's in your bones, right?
Not like this.
You're crazy. I can't write a song as brilliant as Love Me Sexy.
It's true. I can't do it.
Look at this guy. So hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
I wish I was. Have you ever been to an orgy?
Oh, are you crazy?
Are you not?
I just got back from an orgy.
Are you local?
Some guy named Steve's house.
I look like Jimmy.
I'm exhausted.
Look at
my wiener. Said to me, Jackie, I've had enough of this orgy. Put me back in your underwear.
That is from our fucking great theme today, Semi-Pro.
This is Ann Brian Bob.
Yeah!
One more time.
Yeah, baby! Woo. This is my new song, Remember.
Fantastic.
Remember, we just played it, and you can download it now on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon Music.
Nice.
It's time for some shout-outs.
Okay.
Planet Tolmac family member Jen.
At She Is In The Wind.
Her alter ego is Goddess of the Spiritual World. You've been so excellent at retweet sharing and your Insta picture, listening to the podcast, playing the drinking game.
All right, all right, all right!
Yay!
Yeah!
Combo, man.
Another really excellent cool friend is Jamie.
At NaturalMe31.
Super excellent at retweeting and sharing and supporting and liking. Thank you so much, girl. CurlyTailPugRescue.org.
At CurlyTailRescue.
If you need to surrender a pug, surrender them to them. Surrender them to them. And if you want to adopt a used pug like I did, use them too. That's right. That's where I got Lord Baxter and Mozart. And they're the best. And the last shout out is to stjude.org.
We are ELE Media, New York City.
That's right. ELE. What does ELE stand for?
Jackie.
Everybody love everybody. Everybody love everybody.
Right there on the fucking wall. We have one priceless asset here at ELE. It's Domenico.
Me.
What?
Me.
What?
Did you tell I'm priceless?
What?
You can download you can download her music anytime on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, the Play Store, and also DominicoArtist.com.
WT Wizard.
Yes.
Yes.
How can the fan friends listeners support an independent artist like myself these days when it takes $1 million to break a new artist?
What?
We use the buddy system.
You need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music, share the podcast with at least one friend, but don't do the bare minimum. Maybe one, more than one friend, and
maybe
ask them to do the same.
The buddy system.
And the currency is retweet, shares, and downloads. Post, like, pin, subscribe to my YouTube channel where you can see lots of videos of me acting pretty stupid. And
you looking good doing it.
Thanks, man. And all the Halloween video specials.
And everything online is Domenico Artist.
The bishop wore buttless chaps to the bat mitzvah. The bishop wore buttless chaps to the bat mitzvah.
Why did Ron Burgundy stop by?
Because this is chapter 5. Look Alive, the show. And Ron Burgundy can stop by anytime. There's the inception train telling us to get ready for that kick to be kicked off of Planet Tolmac, the after party.
Yes.
But first,
my mommy's breath smells so bad because she smokes so much crack.
What?
That's naughty.
A mystery clip. Hey, it's time to drink again. Yes, drink again.
Say what?
I am. All right, WT, what was the drink count for the last podcast, episode 47, where we celebrated comedy movie Elf?
53 drinks.
Oh, my God.
We're staying right in the same pocket. That's good.
Okay, the orphans made up the rules.
Orphans.
Orphans.
Everything is one drink.
Yeah.
All right, take one drink when you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show, which today is semi-pro.
Yeah.
Hear Domenico say the word fuck.
Or fucker, fucking.
But just you.
That's three right now.
You hear us say evolution, revolution, and free your mind.
Yes.
Hear us say mystery clip. anytime you hear his transport to Tomek, which sounds like every time Domenico says bang or bang bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
Every time Domenico snorts.
Shut up. The golden rule.
Yeah.
You cannot say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must drink. Shot of something horrible. The Planet Tomek rule. You must play as your party alter ego.
That's a good one.
All right. So if you're playing as...
Saucy Swiggin' Bob.
And I call you WT. I have to take two shots.
Okay.
I just evolved.
Okay.
Two shots.
Right.
And if you're a Ghost Adventures fan and you want to play their drinking game, get the rules at drinkywiki.com. Have fun, drink responsibly,
all the time.
And call the car services. Why? Because you ain't gonna make it!
They're making a mockery out of my words, man. This whole thing has turned into a theatrical mockery. You understand that, Mike?
No.
Well, you will.
That's a documentary mystery clip.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Our favorite dude.
Big face.
All right, Dee.
Yeah.
What movie are we going to celebrate on the next podcast?
Okay, we are going to be celebrating Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby. So you have until the next podcast, Saturday, May 21st, the full moon, to watch and brush up on your Talladega Nights movie quotes.
That should be fun.
The podcast is rated R. The podcast is posted at 7 p.m. on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and DominicoArtist.com. You can listen to any of the podcasts at any time on all of those formats.
And if you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. That helps us get found.
Yes.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Thank you, Ricky. And listeners, if there's an RT on it.
Or fence. Retweet it.
Damn it.
Don't be a smelly pirate hooker. Retweet it.
Damn it.
How's your wife doing?
Oh, she's doing super.
She's gorgeous. Thank you.
Where's she going?
Hands off. I'll try. No guarantee.
Really?
Like a guarantee.
That's from our theme today, semi-pro.
There's Jack Ferry. He says it's time to depart from Planet Tomek, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after-after-after party is at DominicoArtist.com, so bookmark it.
Dukes, what do you do for a living?
Nothing right now.
Playing low.
Yeah.
Playing it right.
Playing it
Dukes
cool.
is homegrown. I think you're all a little something that's homegrown. We're having fun.
We're having lots of
fun.
That's from our theme today, Semi-Pro. When we celebrate a movie, we celebrate the soundtrack, too. So please do enjoy some more music from Semi-Pro.
Well, we've got an especially dirty hippie here down on the court trying to sink an impossible shot.
No shirt.
No shot.
Swedish porn saved my life, and now.
Swedish porn was the only thing that kept my mind up, Charlie, when I was in the shit.
Spumoni.
No, I don't need Spumoni.
Yes,
okay, let's get this show on the road.
Spumoni!
Fuck you, Claire! Spumoni!
We're all here, we all heard what was said, and we're in agreement. Cornelius said cocksucker.
That's it. That's all he said about you.
No, come on. Dig into that fondue.
You little cocksucker.
I just live in a world of urine and pancakes.
Me too, sometimes, you know?
I'm Jackie Moon. I take care of you guys, right? You think just thinking me as Bambi's mother, I make sure nothing bad happens.
Baby got shot.
You got to jive us, man.
Jiving you? I've never jived in my whole life, Jackie.
Come on. You're jiving enough. I think you'll be
jiving us.
It's a thrill to be in Flint.
Smells tropical in here.
You watch a porn movie doesn't mean you got laid.
No.
In fact, it often means the
opposite. It's true.
Porn play.
You for mediocrity.
Everybody love everybody.
This has been episode 48.
Of the Jason Domenico podcast.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
Joy.
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly...
Everyone can eat shit.
Eat a
big bag of shit.
Fucking means that,
don't just have a great night.
Interns,
have an American night.
Your vagina's for sad people!